Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'd like to speak about St. Aloysius Gonzaga, patron saint of the young. I do this by going arty. Do join me in a chapel dedicated to him in the church of St. Ignatius in the heart of Rome, where as you walk in to the right, there's a special chapel with spiralling columns in serpentine marble with an ivy effect, and above the altar, a stucco sculpture of St. Aloysius. So join me there as I allow our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Innes, do the talking.
Breda, this is a Baroque work of art,
yes,
depicting St. Aloysius. Why is this chapel dedicated to him in particular?
Because if you think that the Jesuits teach young people, St. Aloysius is the model for all students that they would teach. He himself also studying to be a Jesuit priest when he died. And he died at a very young age because of helping sick people in Rome in that period. He got infected and he died in the college.
The college which was here?
Yes.
Which was here attached to the church, the Roman
college. This was the original place of learning and teaching of the Jesuit order.
Centre of culture.
Absolutely.
And really getting back to the sculpture over the altar, it depicts the death of St. Aloysius then?
You see him being pushed up to heaven by all the angels dressed in his uniform with his arms very nicely put, hands joined together in such a way that you feel it's adding to the sense of being lifted up into the sky. This altar here is a study of vertical space, meaning everything's going up, 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 up. Aloysius is going up, and some angels are looking at him in disbelief. Some of them are looking at him in awe. Obviously, the figure of St. Aloysius is much bigger. Then you have these little pieces of clouds, little suggestions. You have some musical angels.
And may I ask to whom we owe this masterpiece?
Andrea Pozzo. He designed the altar, but the actual sculpture, the bas-relief sculpture in stucco, was done by Pierre Legros. Pozzo, magnificent.
Known for his frescoes, eh?
Yes. I put him in line with the biggies. Borromini, Bernini, Andrea Pozzo, for me, are on the same level.
The biggies of Baroque.
Oh, yes, yeah, without a doubt. What he did here, he did an altar which was going in and out and in and out, concave, convex, concave, like waves. And then you have these four massive green pillars which heightens the sense of movement upwards. So you're like you're going up in a spiraling movement. The columns are pulling your eye up. And these were the first four pillars of this type used in Rome in that period, because you had, obviously, St. Peter's baldacchino, with the spiral columns, and they were made from bronze. These are made from solid Verde Antico marble, and then around you have the vines, which are gilded bronze. So they were the first and the most expensive of their kind ever seen up to that period in Rome. So people came to look at this, became a marvel in terms of what he was able to do in softening hard substance material like marble. Andrea Pozzo was able to do this also in a trompe l'oeil. He did this in painting, but he did this also in marble. And again, there were two magnificent angels just in front of the altar railings, one each side, and both of them holding a lily in their hands, the lily of purity, which relates to the life of St. Aloysius. And these were done by Ludovisi, who was a pupil of Bernini. So you can see actually the influence of Bernini, the way the angels are standing. You can see also the drapery, which looks like it's just sort of hanging onto the flesh, you see. One of them is pointing up to St. Aloysius as well. It's lovely. And then if you start at the bottom of the altar, you see the urn of lapis lazuli, in which the bones of St. Aloysius lie.
A big thank you there to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Innes, for showing us around this chapel dedicated to St. Aloysius. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.